This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, efficiency is everything when raising crops these days, and we want to make sure we get the most bang for our buck. But also, some farmers like to do some diversification or plant a few other crops specialty-wise on a small scale for their family. One of those crops is sweet corn. But sometimes we have to be careful because normally sweet corn and field corn don't have the same needs and can't always use the same crop protection products. That is, until now. We learn more coming up next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods this month in April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
Seminus Vegetable Seeds is out and around talking about some options they have in sweet corn varieties that can be safely treated with the same crop protection programs you've come to use on your corn acres. Trinity Baker is marketing development representative of Seminus, and he talks about the versatility these hybrids bring to producers.
So our Performance Series sweet corn has traits in it that allow us to, plant right next to your field corn. So that kind of opens up. If you think about the Midwest, there's so many acres of field corn out there. And if you could, choose a sweet corn that also has that same trait protection, it really opens up and makes it more easy and more comfortable for your standard row crop farmers to get into the vegetable side using sweet corn. So the same crop protection plan that you have for your field corn will be real similar to what you will do for sweet corn. There are some other things that we also suggest. A fungicide application is usually a pretty good thing to do with sweet corn if you're looking for that high quality, great tasting, stuff right out of the field.
Just like your field corn, you want to make sure you pick the best sweet corn hybrids for your few acres. Tim Clark is a sales representative for Seminus, and he talks about how to find the right traits for your operation.
You know, at Seminus, we've worked long and hard in multiple vegetable crops to bring the best genetics. Genetics on the sweet corn side that you may have heard of and definitely come to trust is Obsession or Anthem. 90-10, 90-12, 90-14, a lot of growers have some context of growing and or getting some sweet corn from the neighbor. Well, we're continuing to invest in more genetics, unique genetics that bring darker ear color. When you pull that husk back, just a very bright kernel. If you're looking at bicolor, at white or at yellow, just getting a very distinctive visual color that immediately grabs your attention. And then after preparation, new genetics that offer deeper kernel bite, sweeter flavor, better holding capacity. The technology and advancements when it comes to sweet corn are beyond yield. It really comes to enhancing the overall experience that you get once you take it out of the field and start presenting that in front of people.
Again, these products are intended for personal use, not for commercially raised sweet corn. If you want to learn more about what is available, you're encouraged to Google Seminis Performance Series Sweet Corn, S-E-M-I-N-I-S. We have more on this topic at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.